I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today, we're talking marketing because I know you love to talk about marketing and so do I. Specifically, we're talking about the 3 marketing funnels you need. I don't think you've thought about this yet. I'm so excited to chat. First of all, what the heck is a funnel? I'm a therapist. I didn't know anything about business. I was like, why do they call them funnels? So if you don't know, it's because picture a funnel. At the top, it's very, very wide. There's a whole lot of people who know you, but the ones that actually buy are a smaller percentage. So that's why the bottom is smaller than the top and it looks like a funnel, which is why we call it that. And guess what? You have 3. You have 3 marketing funnels. We're going to put them into funnels, into categories, and into buckets and talk about each one right now. You have 1 funnel. So first of all, let me just back up. All of the clients that are going to be coming to you to book therapy with your team come from 1 of these 3 funnels, 1 of these 3 categories. The first is past clients. You have marketing that brings in past clients. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that funnel. Then you have a 2nd funnel, which is cold traffic. These people, they don't know you, they don't trust you yet, but cold traffic absolutely works to grow into a group practice and to take your group practice to the next level. We're going to be talking about that funnel. Then there's a 3rd one. I'm calling it professional referrals. You have another funnel of professionals. We're going to go through each one referring to you. Most of the clients attracted to your practice and booking, most of your marketing efforts can actually be put in 1 of these 3 categories: past clients, cold traffic, and professional referrals. Here's my question. Do you know your attribution between the 3? What that means is, do you know what percentage of past clients end up coming back and being paid clients? Do you know what percentage of cold traffic ends up being a client and what percentage of professional referrals? Well, after this, the next step I'd like you to take is really know. Then you're going to know what to lean into. Let's first talk about past clients. They already know you, like you, and trust you. This is anybody in your absolute whole career who has booked at least 1 therapy session with you or someone on your team. If you're just in solo, growing into a group, then this is you. Here's how you market to them. All it has to be is an email. If you think about it, an email can feel quite personal. We email maybe our family and friends when we're booking dinner with them. We email people we know. I've had 1 member send, literally, no lie, 1 email. Things were slow. She sent 1 email. She was in practice for a while though. She was in practice for about 15 years. That 1 email brought in like 15 clients and she was like overwhelmed. So it literally can just take an email reaching out to them and letting them know that you're not you, because you're going to be into your CEO role, but that you just brought on an intern at a reduced rate, or one of the therapists that you're supervising has space. So past clients, they usually are going to come from an email. That's how they're going to hear from you. That's funnel number one. Funnel number two, cold traffic. How do they hear about you? Typically, they heard about you through a Google ad, maybe through SEO, which means they just type something in Google and you popped up. It could even be through a Facebook ad, but usually it's some sort of paid advertising. Do you know how many of your new clients who came in this month came from cold traffic compared to how many new clients who came in this month were past clients? And it could have been a client that just didn't book for 2 months, or it could have been a client that actually didn't book for 8 years. And then funnel number three, professional referrals. These are people, family doctors, pediatricians, psychiatrists, other therapists, naturopaths, chiropractors. You probably met them organically. Maybe it was a networking event, word of mouth. Maybe you actively reached out to them and said, we can help the population. We can help your patients. You don't offer EMDR. We do. We'd be happy to support you. Let's cross referral. That is a whole lot of effort that is high in your time and in your effort. Do you actually know what percentage this month of that type of client came in through that funnel compared to the cold traffic, compared to the past clients? So now visually, you know, okay, now I can visually see where they're all funneling through. Now here's my question. Or maybe it's your question to me, Nicole, which one do I focus on? I hear this all the time. Which one do I actually focus on? My answer is it depends on what's feeding your actual practice. A lot of people say you should diversify, and they'll tell you, you know what, just like if you were going to invest your money, don't put it all in stocks or all in mutual funds or all in real estate, put a little bit in everything. That same person might tell you, diversify with your three funnels. Do the email marketing, do the paid digital marketing, the Google Ads, SEO, and then also do the organic marketing, reaching out to those professional potential referral sources. I absolutely agree with that. Diversify always. And apply the Pareto principle. What does that tell us? The 80-20 rule. Do you remember that rule? What does that tell us? That 20% of your effort is giving you 80% of your results. My first question is, which one is feeding you? Okay, diversify. Yes, do the three things, do them consistently, but know what is feeding you the most. And then that's probably giving you 80% of your results, and lean into that. It's equivalent to your investor. Let's say you have an investment advisor, you invest in stocks, mutual funds, and real estate, and he calls you up and says, hey, the market is tanking. Now's the time to buy. Houses are cheap. Double down on houses. That 20% is going to give you 80% of your results. And you're like, okay. Here's the thing though. You're probably looking at me going, oh, geez. Okay. Number one, I never thought about it that way. Number two, I have no idea what percentage is bringing in what. Is it 80% of your referrals coming from Google? And maybe only 5% come or 0% coming from physicians or professional referrals. So you may not know that. So number one, I want to talk about how to get those numbers. And then you can lean in, double down, and optimize on what's working. Stay diversified, do the three things. Of course, invest in the three funnels, but definitely optimize the one that's working. That's exactly what I did. I just knew my numbers, leaned into what was working, and I did it consistently again and again. And then one day I said, holy cow, I have 55 therapists. This is how you know your attribution rate. You want to start asking the moment they create a profile when they book online. Are you booking online? Jump into any previous episode. I'm constantly talking about why we're living in an age where you want to allow people to book online. I love JNAP. I find it's intuitive. I love their online booking. They have the best features, but also the best reporting, which I'm going to tell you in a sec. If you want to use Jane, I have a free month for you in the show notes. Have you been to a masterclass yet? Let's hang out. I would love to teach you exactly how I grew a 7-figure group practice that ran without me, so you can finally have the freedom and flexibility that you deserve. If you show up live, I will give you a life-changing guide called 3 ways to increase your income this month. The link to register is in the show notes. See you there. Check your practice management software. If you're using Jane, you can do this. If you're not, double check this. And maybe if they don't offer this, just put in a feature request and maybe they will soon. When they create a profile, at least on Jane, and double check, there's a bunch of questions. What's your name, address, date of birth? And there's another question, how were you referred? How did you find us? You're going to add these 3 funnels in there. I'm a past client. And you can ask really specific ones. I went to your website, came from a Google ad, came from a Facebook ad. I was referred by this exact doctor. So you can add space so they can write in the doctor's name, or you can even have doctors' names in the dropdown. You can have a whole lot. What I love about Jane is what happens, this gets put into a report. And then you can pull the report every single week. I would do this weekly at the beginning. Don't worry, not you, but your admin. You're going to create this and delegate it. And not only are you going to be on top of your metrics, because I've taught you that, so you're going to know how many new free consults came in this week, how many previous clients booked, how many no-shows, but you're also going to know where did the new clients come from. The report is literally going to tell you all the names. So you eventually you're going to have a lot. So let's say you had 6 past clients, 8 doctors referrals and other therapist referrals, and let's say 30 people from a website and Google. And then you know where your marketing dollar is going to go. Well, 30 people came from paid marketing, specifically what I'm calling cold traffic. You're going to double down on that. You're still going to invest in the other 2 things. You're still going to do your email marketing to past clients. You're still going to network, but maybe you're less pressured to do all the networking because you're like, oh, it's only bringing in 2%. I want to optimize my life. I want to automate my practice. The only way to do that is to educate myself on what's working and then lean in and say, I want high results, low effort. So I'm going to invest in the 20% that's giving me 80% of my results. And in this example, it's cold traffic. Let's say it's the opposite and you have 0 cold traffic coming to you and you are investing in it. Something is up. You probably have what I call a leaky bucket. That means there's something up with your website where you're paying for people to go to a website that is confusing. The messaging is off. The pitch, something's up. The pictures are off and it's just some tweaks and branding. This is why in my program, I have branding experts, Google ads, SEO, Facebook experts, so they can get eyes on it. It's so important. You're literally wasting your marketing dollars if your website isn't 100% on par. Put your Google ads on hold and fix your website if this is the case. Let's say it's the other one. So instead, it's past clients. Okay. So in some ways, this is amazing. Email marketing is absolutely free. Take a look at previous episodes. I've talked about this for you. And then I would just be leaning in. So I suggest to do email marketing at least once a month. But if you're getting a lot of past clients circling back, I would tell you double that if you can and email your clients high value with a call to action and increase that to twice a month, every 2 weeks. Let's say it's professional referrals and you're like, okay, all right, I'm going to lean into that. What does that look like? You could do more networking events. I'm picky about your time. I want you to really know what works. So instead of saying, oh, I'm getting referrals from professionals, I'm going to go do more networking. I would not do that. Specifically, who is referring to you? Oh, let's take a look. Dr. Smith and Dr. Jones. Wonderful. I'm going to reach out to both of them. I'm actually going to show up with some sweets and some coffee and thank them or send them a plant. And I'm going to do better than that. I'm actually going to ask my clients and with their consent, I'm going to start sending Dr. Jones, both doctors, progress reports. So I stay top of mind, nurture that, but only nurture it if you're on top of your numbers and you know that that is exactly what's feeding you. You might be thinking, okay, this is amazing. I have 3 funnels. The only thing is, Nicole, I'm so new. All my funnels are completely bare and empty. Nothing's coming. Okay. So you might just be really new in your career. So you just don't have enough past clients and you just don't have the money yet. So you're not showing up on Google. And also no one knows about you because you're brand new. Now you know what to focus on. Fill the funnels. Write that down. Scream it from the rooftop. Fill the funnels. Fill the funnels. And what I mean is start with the website. Invest in the SEO. That's what works. And then only when the website is ready, then invest a very small budget in the Google ads. Once that starts, you're going to keep reinvesting. Now the funnel is flowing. Start going to the networking events. Even more than that, much more effective, put a database together, just a Google sheet. You can have your admin to research all the family doctors in your area up to, let's say, 7 kilometers. I'm in kilometers in Canada, or miles. And then you're going to reach out to them, introduce yourself, but not just introduce yourself, share what niche you work with. If you're niched, share what makes you different. Do you have free parking in the back? Are you on the subway line? Do you have reduced therapy? Do you see families? Oh my gosh. The fact that my clinic saw families, family doctors were literally ripping the business card from my hand. They're like, oh my gosh, okay, I need a referral pad from you. I need this from you. We have families. I'm a pediatrician and we need family therapy ASAP because a lot of people don't do that. Mention the thing that makes you different and they will remember you and they will fill that funnel. And then the past clients, well, here's the thing. Let's say you started in 2020, 3-4 years ago. You have past clients. You absolutely have past clients. Email them. I don't care if there's only 7 of them. Those 7 people have neighbors and stepmoms and kids and teachers that need your services. If you're top of mind, specifically very clear on the problem that you solve and how you help, when their neighbor says, my kid is suffering, who are they going to refer to? You. What I love about marketing is there is a snowball effect. You have to start somewhere. I also started at the very bottom. I had a whole new website, new clinic name, whole new brand, not my name anymore. And I started with nothing. And it was a little tiny snowball. Like I could barely roll it. And some days I didn't want to roll it at all because I was so frustrated. But just keep focusing on what works, focusing on what works. And then the snowball gets bigger and bigger. And then one day you wake up and you're amazed at what you have created. Run with this, my friends. Have fun with it. It is all coming. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.